And welcome back to Cinema Vino. Hold on, let the crowd die down. Okay, now we're
so loved.
We're in a lull right now.
Yeah.
So it's good to have you guys back. I'm here with Sean Jordan.
Hi.
And Travis Budd.
Hey, this is what my voice sounds like.
And Taylor Owens.
That's correct. I'm Taylor.
Yes. We were all present and accounted for. It's good we got roll call out of the way.
Are we recording?
Yes, that is affirmative. We are recording.
Cool.
The timer is running.
Green light is go.
Yes. So we're going to continue. This is episode 3 of our baseball series. So
you might say it's the third inning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Ah, the third inning stretch.
That's where the game starts.
Yeah, yep,
starts
where
intense. Or as I like to call it, beer number 3. Ooh. Of the game.
Can I just say that I'm very upset throughout this entire series that we're doing wine and everything else. There's not been one hot dog. We should have like hot dogs.
We need to have an entire
episode. Should we do hot dog reviews?
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ballpark Franks.
Yeah. Plump when you cook them.
Let's get this out of the way. Never buy Bar S hot dogs. I don't want their sponsorship.
Yeah. That is
they
true.
They gave me and Taylor a bad, bad time on a trip.
Oh, I just haven't recovered. That was years ago. Nope.
You know, and it is worth noting that I've always said, don't eat a hot dog at a movie theater. I worked in a movie theater concession stand, and the things I've seen will scare you off hot dogs in movie theaters for the rest of your life.
And I'm a little skittish about hot dogs anyway, so it wouldn't take much for me to run for the hills.
You're not a hot dog man?
Coney's?
I can be, but again, like you said, movie theaters,
it's
like
Coney's today.
It's like the Simpsons thing where it's like you don't want the hot dog that's rolling around on that machine. God knows how long it's been there.
Oh, no.
You know, so that leads to hallucinations.
Yeah. You want a place that has high turnover of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
A movie theater is not that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got a lot of like listeners from Belgium in particular. So if you guys are ever in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you absolutely have to go to Coney Islander.
Do you have a favorite delightful location?
Me? Yes. By my movie theater, actually. I like the one over by AMC.
41st Neil?
Mm-hmm. 41st Neil.
Yeah.
It's near the AMC 20 in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
There's also one downtown. Downtown's not bad.
Man, if we get a plug and if I get like free Coney's for a year, that'd be awesome.
Coney's has been plugging me for a while.
Hey-o. I forgot where I was going with that.
Wine.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do a brief discussion of our wine.
Wine and hot dogs.
And actually, this would go well with a hot dog.
You can see that. Yeah. I mean, if you got some fixings on the hot dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little relish. Are you guys relish people?
Not a relish guy.
I want every, because I think because I know what a hot dog is, which is I don't know what it is. I need everything on it. I need relish. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want everything on there, so I know that I'm not eating a hot dog.
You put enough mustard and relish on anything, it tastes delicious.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen videos of
You could put that on Reebok pumps, and they're eventually really good. Really good on a bun.
I don't know. Relish, it's too sweet for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You get some spicy chili. You get some sweet relish.
I'm all about a spicy chili.
Mm-hmm.
You got something sweeter than Yoo-Hoo.
Cinema Vino is brought to you by Yoo-Hoo.
And sweet relish.
And Coney's.
And Coney's.
Coney Island.
That's quite the diet we'd be on if we got free Coney's and relish and Yoo-Hoo.
God. Are we going to talk about baseball, I guess, our wine?
This is baseball.
What are we drinking?
So we're going to start and have a little discussion of our wine. So bear with us here. So for wine, we are drinking a Müller Thurgau. It is a wine of Austrian origin that has made its way over into the United States. You'll see it in places like Oregon, which is where Joe and I actually went to this. My wife, Joe, and I went to Anime in Oregon, Willamette Valley. And they had a ton of whites. They had Pinot Blanc. They had Pinot Gris. They had a Gewürztraminer. They had a Riesling. All kinds of stuff there at their winery.
Gewürztraminer?
Gewürztraminer. That's another one we're going to do for next round.
It's Gewürz.
I didn't say. Can I see the bottle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no, that's the red.
That is a different bottle. That's our next bottle.
I'll put myself in.
But yeah, Müller Thurgau, it's grown in Oregon there. This one, Anime, is a beautiful winery. Great scenery.
Can you spell that?
Which one?
Anime?
It's the name after the winemaker's daughters. So it's Anne, A-N-N-E, and then Amy is A-M-I-E. So.
Oh, in my head it was spelled like anime.
Mm-hmm. And you would think it would be Anne Amy, but I've only heard it pronounced anime. So.
Anime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So there's that. But if you ever have a chance in the Willamette Valley, go to Ann. I mean, Winery. It's very pretty.
But almost as good as Coney Islander.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma.
41st yeah, yeah. Right next to the AMC 20.
Yeah.
So very specific recommendations here at San Movino. Like, not just hot dogs.
The drive-through line goes counterclockwise.
It is an interesting challenge.
It's a weird... weird setup.
But in South America, that's actually how they go when you're down there. They go in a completely different direction.
So it's very authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, it's perfect.
They rotate differently.
I can see my movie, and then I immediately, you go and discuss the film you just watched while eating as many Coney's as you can without getting
sick. And then you make a mad dash to the bathroom.
So the Austrians know Frankfurt's quite well.
They do. They do. So that's probably why this pairs really well with hot dogs. Say no Zelvinas.
Huh.
And we're big in Austria, by the way. They're listening to us pretty heavily right now. So
it's like us and Weird Al.
We're saturated.
In the Austrian. Yeah.
a lot of the same market.
Yeah. You know. Yep.
That's because UHF was filmed in Tulsa. So
yes, that's
we get it.
Not far from 41st and Yale, like near that Coney Islander.
Yeah,
it's pretty close. So this white wine is going to be pretty refreshing. I'm on the drier side, I would say. I mean, it has kind of that stone fruit. Minerality to it, I would say. I don't know what you guys are getting from it, but kind of floral. I mean, kind of
drunk,
kind of fun, kind of festive. This is a good holiday wine. You'll see it commonly paired with turkey, light meat, you know.
Would it be a good Easter wine?
It would be a good Easter wine, absolutely.
Very versatile.
Yeah. As we record this, it's the Easter weekend. So.
What's the wine term for tasting like grass?
I mean, you could say it's grassy.
Grassy.
Yeah.
I'd say this one's grassy.
Mm-hmm. Grassy.
Yeah, it does.
Like a baseball field.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It has a little bit of a real turf vibe to it.
Yeah. Minerality, like the chalk on a baseball field.
Oh, my God. This is meant to be. But, yeah, this would be a good, like, lunchtime picnic-y baseball type of wine. It'd be pretty refreshing to drink. And so, yeah, and again, pairs well with a lot of food. It's versatile. So.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to do this, and we'll probably do some more of the White Claw seltzers, just because those go really well also.
And baseball.
Mm-hmm. They pair up well with the hot weather.
Yeah.
And they're gluten-free, so they don't sit terribly heavy.
There you go. Mm.
Yeah. I had three of them earlier, and they just were great.
Celiacs. Woo!
But now we're going to get into our movie of the day, so we'll be right back. Okay, so we're going to talk about The Sandlot. That's the first movie that and this tonight's ouvre that we're going to talk about. It usually takes me at least two or three times to say ouvre. I have to kind of warm up into it. So, The Sandlot. I'm sure, Sean, have you seen this one?
I have seen this one.
Okay, I'm sure most people have seen this one, I think. It eventually has made its way around.
Did you ask me because I'm the youngest one?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
What year did this come out?
This was 93.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
So
I was young.
Okay. Tell the people at home how old you were in 1993.
I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I love
it.
Damn.
And actually I've got some specifics here I can help you all out with. This came out April 7th, 1993.
I was two.
So Sean was two. That's wonderful.
Okay. The wall came down.
That was not the day the wall came down.
Tear down that wall.
So this was part of a wave, early 90s, coming-of-age baseball movies. I have Little Big League, Angels in the Outfield, and Rookie of the Year, all within like a year or two of this film. I noticed that this follows a pattern of Christmas Story and also The Wonder Years with like...
Voiceover.
Yep. Life of a Child with the ironic narration of the adult version of the character. Set in 1962, pretty straightforward, very simple story. Kid, awkward, shy kid, moves into a new neighborhood and meets a group of boys, tween boys, playing baseball on a makeshift baseball diamond. And the bulk of the plot involves them getting terrorized by a junkyard dog known as the Beast. And them slowly getting to know the kind of Boo Radley of the neighborhood, played by James Earl Jones, and kind of the local... supposed boogeyman. He's also could be the guy with the snow shovel in Home Alone.
Yeah.
You know, the subject of all the neighborhood rumors. This was a minor hit when it came out and has slowly become a cult film that people quote commonly. And I know we've discussed this before, but baseball movies are some of the most quoted movies. Every movie we're going to discuss pretty much has quotes mm-hmm. associated with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, You're Killing Me, Smalls. There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
I mean, but even we're not doing Field of Dreams, but I mean, If You Build It, He Will Come. I mean, it's, some of the most famous movie quotes are baseball quotes, and this one's no exception. So,
is it because it's just so easily consumable? I mean,
it might be. I mean, I mean, this also has that nostalgia, and it's interesting because I noticed this watching, like, this movie was made as a nostalgia movie for the 60s in a different time.
Yeah.
Now this movie is, now we watch it as a nostalgia of the 90s of a different time. It's like nostalgia on nostalgia. Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Baseball. It's timeless.
You know, because people would watch it back then, and it would remind them of being kids. Now we watch it now, and it reminds us of being kids. Yep. So it's a circle of life.
Huh.
So there were several direct-to-video sequels made for this, but none of them were regarded.
Never saw any of them.
It's like American Pie. They made like 15 American Pie movies.
Yeah.
Most of them about Stifler's mom, and I just lost them somewhere.
I think American Pie, The Naked Mile was where I drew the line. I was like, yeah, I think I'm done with this.
Yeah. It was like Eugene Levy before Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a paycheck.
It got him to Schitt's Creek, and for that we can thank it.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
But I like, I respect American Pie for like so many sequels. And just keep going with, like, we need one scene in this where there's a lot of tits.
Yeah.
And they kept that. And I respect the hell out of them.
It's the Porky's formula mm-hmm. from back in the day. It's the old, like, 80s frat boy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a faithful, like, you know, homage. And it usually takes me a couple times to say homage correctly.
Homage.
Ouvre.
Yeah. See, French is rusty. I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts on this. We'll start with Trav. I want to start with the least sports-centric of the group and hear his opinion.
I give this movie a 10.
Oh, yeah.
This is a perfect film. Like, you know, screw The Godfather, Jaws, all that. Yes, they're delightful. This is a 10 out of 10. I don't give a shit about baseball, but this movie, like, actually makes me wish I liked baseball. That is how good this film is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this like a thousand times. Whenever I see it's on TV, I will sit and watch the entire rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials be damned.
Yeah.
This is, I love everything. We got James Earl Jones. And right before I was looking this up, the guy that plays old Scotty and does the voiceover, or I don't know if he does the voiceover, but he at least plays old Smalls. He's in Moneyball also. He's the Red Sox guy.
He is. Yeah, that makes the sales pitch. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about this. I was like, holy shit, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Benny the Jet Rodriguez, Smalls. You got Ham Porter talking mad shit, which I love. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
No, well, 100% the same. It's like, and I think, like you said early on, it's like after we rewatched it, I was like, man, it did make me think of A Christmas Story. It was like, which I can also watch over and over and over mm-hmm. again. Hey, Trav, let me finish that loud before he starts pouring there again. Oh. Yeah, there's just a little bit left in there, my friend.
I didn't know.
We're gonna take a pause real quick.
Just gonna make our own lens.
We're pouring some new wine here, so you may hear some.
There we go.
It's some Foley that we're adding in after the fact.
I will say, it's just, if anything, it just reiterated this film is just so well done from like a kid standpoint to actually for the adults as well. It was just a really, really, really well. Oh my God, that is a huge glass.
I got the death stare from Trav till I topped him off a little more.
That's taste.
Oh,
just pour the entire thing. Just split it four ways.
Okay.
Travis is very, very particular about his wine pours. Mm-hmm.
Taylor,
so
I'm
the
sorry.
Movie, yeah. So the movie, it was about baseballs, and there was a dog, and the dog woofed, and scene.
That was excellent.
Yeah,
that was excellent. Well done.
But yeah, 10 out of 10. Great movie. Some of the, like you said, so many memorable scenes, so many memorable lines.
Mm-hmm.
And man, like, kind of like, I was like, man, I wish I'd played more baseball as a kid, I guess.
Yeah.
I also wish I was more, had like an erector set. I was like, that was, kind of, yeah. I was like, that
came
was
a real handy.
Yeah. I was like, man, that was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, parents are probably pretty pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you broke all that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Hercules.
There was a touch of Kevin McAllister, like Home Alone.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, thinking on your feet and building some engineering stuff
yeah.
in that situation.
So. Also, that dog had ginormous testicles.
Yeah. Oh,
They featured those testicles in this movie.
I know. I was like, man,
How many shots of those balls?
I know.
That was like two softballs swinging back and forth.
Oh, they were huge. They're grapefruits.
Yeah.
It was just like,
what were the shoes? Were they something like flyers or something?
PF flyers.
Flyers? Yeah. Okay. They still make those?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
They looked a lot like just Converse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we're drinking the wine for the next episode we're going to do already.
Oh.
We're going to redact the title of that until next time. But, man, this is delicious, by the way.
Nice.
And we'll talk about it in the next episode. Yeah. Sean, what are your thoughts? And what age did you see this first?
I mean, I don't think I could tell you reliably how old I was when I first saw this. But it's one of those movies that's always been around, you know. And I guess whenever it came out, you know, I was too young to appreciate it, but it's just, it was constantly playing, therefore I was constantly watching it. You know, I was a baseball kid growing up, so this was right up my alley. 10 out of 10. I mean, I kind of like into this movie and I was just kind of grinning. And then, you know what the Rotten Tomatoes score on this is? Guess. What do you think it is?
100%?
What do you think it is?
I'm not a Rotten Tomato guy, so I don't know if people are like mean on there, but
they can be.
I'd say 97%.
64?
Yeah, it's 64.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The fuck is that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're telling me this average is like a 6 out of 10? No.
Is that the audience score or the...
The critics.
The way Rotten Tomatoes works, and it's bad statistics, is it usually over-inflates the score. So it's basically saying what percentage of critics gave it a positive review.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a 6 out of 10 is a positive review. A 10 out of 10 is also a positive review.
Could be a contemporary, like when it came out, review too.
Right. And so the scoring on it is real questionable. But 64 is incredibly low to be, such a great movie.
Yeah.
And it's iconic.
The audience score of those, because they usually post
They've usually got like critics and then like audience. But I don't know. 64 is what I saw whenever I was watching it. But, I mean, this movie, I think... It's nice comparing it to the other movies that we've watched because we've gotten to see different phases of baseball. We've gotten to see minor league baseball. We've gotten to see women's league baseball. You know, we get to see pros with our next movie. But this is like young, like minor, not even minor.
It's junior high.
Yeah, just kids playing little league, just playing in a park. I mean, there's a completely different take to it.
Yeah.
You kind of get to see like the culture of baseball and how it kind of permeates children. You know, the... icons, the, you know, chewing for the first time and mm-hmm. throwing up on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah,
Oh, my dad was a dipper.
What do you do with it?
Yeah,
you chew it.
Of course, it made me half dizzy. I tried it when I was probably that age. I snuck some of it and it was like,
yeah, it would be disgusting if you're fucking 10-year-old.
Awful.
Actually, one of the last. Time we had a movie theater here called the NX7, and the last film I ever went to see there was with Taylor.
Jackie Brown?
I saw Jackie Brown. We decided to dip before.
Now that's 64%.
Either somebody vomited. I
think it was another one of our friends.
Yeah, not gonna name. One of the friends was
Judah.
It was Redman, which I don't know if that's okay to say anymore.
I think that was the name of the brand.
Well, I know, but can you still say it? I mean,
you can say it, yeah, definitely.
Commander Chew.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, you can't say Redman. It's not, you can't say Redskins. It's like,
Commander Chew.
The Commander Chew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting to see like how the culture of baseball is like, you know, reflected in these kids and kind of see how like the one outsider who's like, well, I don't know who the great Bambino is. And they're like, mm-hmm. you don't know who the great Bambino is. You know, like it's that like institutionalization of, you know,
yeah,
beating up the kid with references until he gets it.
Yeah, like that's his entree into the group is learning the mythology.
Feeling really French
talk. I know it's quite strange.
The wine.
We are currently drinking French wine, so maybe it's gotten under my skin.
I mean, this movie's a 10 out of 10.
You know, it's not real French wine unless it comes from the Champagne region.
That's exactly right. Otherwise, it's just sparkling wine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say that I always confuse this movie, not confuse them plot-wise, but like in my head, they occupy the same space as the Goonies.
Similar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like anytime I think of like this movie, I'm trying to think like, wait, is that a plot point from this or from the Goonies?
Yeah. It's a group. Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
You could easily transport this group into the Goonies and it would be an easy.
It's like they hit all the same check marks. You got like the chubby kid. You got the kid with glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You got the kid with like you know, weird hair. Yeah. I don't know.
Did Sloth
Pirates
play pro ball? Yeah, I bet he would crush it.
He probably would.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Marla Hooch hooked up.
Sammy Sosa.
Singing in Nelson, ain't I, baby?
That got me.
I would say nostalgia-wise, 10 out of 10, definitely. Yeah. It definitely evokes watching this as a kid, renting this on VHS and sitting and watching
it. Going to the Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a different time. I'd say film-wise, it's definitely a 7.5 for me. It's a good movie.
Fuck off.
It's cheap. It's light.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe that's why we love baseball movies is they're not the heaviest, deepest dramas in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's such a joy people have. Like, baseball fans love watching baseball. Baseball players are truly fanatical about it to the point of being superstitious. So that mystique kind of comes across in the movie. You know, it's a fun, you know, mythology to buy into. You know, like you say, all the icons,
it's an omen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Everything's an omen. Everything's a sign. Everything's, you know, which will be interesting with the next film we're doing, which basically deconstructs all of that down to like its mathematical core. So if anything, the next film we're going to watch is an anti-baseball movie in a way. Ooh. It's like
matter. A lot of people kind of took it that way, mm-hmm. you know, at the time.
Who played his stepdad? It's like Nick.
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
The comedian, yeah.
And then who played his mom?
That was Karen Allen, who was the female lead in the first Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
She was a brunette then.
Mm-hmm. Even though the parents really played a distant role, like there wasn't much. Role. Yeah,
well, I guess that was kind of the '60s, right?
Yeah,
it's like, really, these kids.
Dennis Leary probably had a second family.
Yeah, that's exactly what Joe said. Like when he was going on some business trip, she's like, he's going to his other family.
I've seen too much Mad Men. Like he has a second family.
Yeah, he was not the most pleasant man in the world. You know,
no, he fucking sucked.
Yeah, he was definitely fit the movie stepdad mold of like. I mean, sometimes they're great guys, but a lot of times movie stepdads are the worst of the worst.
How have we gotten this far in this without talking about Wendy Peppercorn and Squints?
Yeah.
That
one of the great loves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love stories of our time.
Yeah.
That kind of idolizes a 10-year-old assaulting a lifeguard.
It does. But that's kind of its own mythology, too. It's like, you know, the legend of Squints.
Yeah.
But
they've got 9 kids.
That's amazing. I figured that he would be fertile. So
I did like
it. He must wake up very early in the morning.
Did you see how short those shorts were?
Yes.
Yeah. He is not fertile.
Yeah. Early in my wife and I dating, we got into a fairly heated argument about whether it was Wendy Peppercorn or Wendy Peppercorn.
It's F Peppercorn.
Who was correct?
She was.
Nice.
Surprisingly.
Pef.
Yes.
And also, why aren't you watching with subtitles every time?
Well, it had been a while since I've seen it, and in my mind, I just thought, I do love peppercorn. I think it was just on my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, plug for Quiznos.
Exactly.
Eat fresh.
Quiznos, peppercorn and ranch sandwich.
Oh, my God. So delicious.
Oh, my God. Prime reef and peppercorn.
And we are not far from here, you know. That's actually near my favorite theater, which is on 71st and 169. There's a Quiznos not far from there.
That's right. That's right next to the Verizon store.
Yeah, as luck would have it.
Yeah.
We're lining up all kinds of sponsors. It's like it's like people only talk about things because they're getting paid.
That's just really sad.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about the next film too because it's going to be a flip side.
Oh yeah,
and I enjoy the contrast of the two of them. But yeah,
I feel like the Lollipop Kids.
We represent.
Which I saw where one of those guys was still alive as of a year or two ago.
I know he did now.
Yeah, okay. I think one of the last. Yeah, the last remaining
Munchkin.
Yeah,
I read the article today. Like last one, he did.
Oh no.
Were you searching the Munchkins?
Travis keeps tabs on the Munchkins.
That and the old Gina Davis.
I follow hashtag Munchkins on like
on Pornhub.
On Insta. Whoa, Taylor, you just opened up a new like search history for me. That's
Munchkin Gene Farts.
That's our band name right there.
That's what you actually get when you go to moviereviews.us. <Yeah. laughs>
I can just do all my normal searches, but just put Munchkin in front of it. That's like,
yeah,
Taylor, thank you.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah. Don't you dare close your eyes.
Yeah.
So anyway, this has been another episode of Cinema Vino. And we thank you guys very much. Sean Jordan.
Hey.
Taylor Owens. Travis Budd.
Yoey.
And tune in next time. We're going to talk about
Todd Wofford.
Todd Wofford, that's me. We're talking about our
that's me.
Moneyball. So tune in next time, and we're going to drink some delicious red wine. So we will see you guys next time.
You're out.
Fuck off.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.